Friends, the ninth chapter of John's Gospel begins by telling us that Jesus deliberately passed by a man who was born blind. Then the Gospel says, "And his disciples asked him, 'Rabbi,'" or teacher, "'who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?'" Sin indeed introduced to us and to our earth immense corruption, disorder, division, and confusion. This includes diseases, pollution, conflicts, and even wars. The disciples' question reflected a correct understanding about the devastating impact of Adam, our federal father's rebellion and fallen sin, on every area of humanity's existence. Still, they wrongly assumed that the man's blindness was caused by a specific sin committed by the man born blind or by his parents. Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him." Friends, like all of us as descendants from sinful first Adam, the blind man, his parents, and even the disciples were born with a more serious blindness. It is the blindness of ignorance of our own sinfulness and separation from the good, holy, and gracious Creator. He is light, life, sight, and all good things. He alone can cure and even recreate. This is what Jesus, the heavenly Messiah, came to do. This is exactly what the disciples and we all learn from this gospel event. We read that Jesus added, "We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Friends, clearly Jesus saw his earthly mission as the mission of God, the good and gracious Creator. In a loving and merciful way, his creative act was like the creation of Adam's body from the dust of the ground. Wetting the dust with his own holy saliva, he made mud to form physical eyes for the blind man. Friends, the man born physically blind received much more than physical sight. Despite the harassment, threats, and persecution of stubborn and fanatical religious skeptics, the sighted man steadfastly honored his divine healer and savior. We read, "Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, 'Do you believe in the Son of Man?' He answered, 'Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?' Jesus said to him, 'You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you.' He said, 'Lord, I believe,' and he worshipped him." Hallelujah.